Well, Jenny, this is a bit of an interesting story. This man once had to borrow $10 from a mate, or actually I think it was a complete stranger, actually, on the shores of Bondi to catch a bus home. He was over his head in credit card debt, Jenny. He was broke. The sheriff, in fact, was chasing him for coin, and he had no job prospects. He was a loser, basically. And these days, he's far from that. He's living large, Jenny, with a property portfolio, probably about as big as the Gold Coast high-rises, and he has never, ever been happier. Please welcome to the rewrap stage. It's Mark Shearwood from My Property Empire. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How is everyone today?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very intrigued about your rags-to-riches story. Now, you do hear about rags-to-riches and then riches back to rags, the full circle. Are you still on top?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really on top. I'm going really good. I'm into developing now, so I've got a lot of projects that are going on in Adelaide and Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. So yeah, it's just gone skyrocket for me. It's great.
And tell us about how that all turned around from being so desperate and really struggling. It sounds like you're in an awful place. How did that all turn around for you?
Yeah. So what happened was I lived overseas for 4 years. I went to Thailand and I lived in Thailand for 4 years. And when I came back, I was broke, and I was more than broke. I came back with absolutely no money, no job, no prospects of any job. Life was really bad. So what I did was, when I was over in Thailand, I bought all these ornaments and things like Buddhas and statues and cushions and things like that. And I thought I was going to make $1 million and bring them back to Australia. So that didn't happen. And I went down to Bondi Market, and it was a Sunday, and I paid my money to set up the stall. And I thought I was going to, you know, sell all these things. And 10 minutes after setting up the stall, the rains came and it just flooded the whole place. And of course there were no customers and everything like that. And I realised that I didn't actually have any money to get on a bus. So the lady next door at the store next door lent me $10, and I got on a bus. And I realised, when I was on that bus, I thought, I am never, ever, ever, ever going to be in this situation again. There has to be an easier way. There has to be a way where I can generate money passively that will work. So what I did was, I was in real estate before. I was in Perth for 3.5 years, and I was a real estate agent over there a while ago. I met a lot of people over there that had made a lot of money in real estate, and I knew that that was a vehicle to do that. So for the next 2 or 3 years, I just immersed myself in property, and I just educated myself, and I went to every seminar, I went to every webinar, I read all these books. I surrounded myself with influential people who had built really big portfolios, and I just immersed myself with the education that they had. And then what I did was, I developed a strategy of building an empire, and I just focused on just doing that.
So run us through your property portfolio. Spill it out for us. What have you got, and how long did it take to accumulate it?
Well, see, it's not about the number of properties you've got. It's what those properties will do for you. And I own a lot of capital growth properties where they're in areas where they're in high capital growth. But I also own a lot of country properties that I've researched that have actually got high growth and low vacancy rates and high returns. So okay. I've got a whole mixture of things. So I have a number of properties in a town very close to Adelaide, actually, on the border, a place called Neil. Done a bit of developing down there as well. And I spent 18 months trying to find a place like that. And that gives me returns of, say, 9% plus. The key to that town is the growth and the actual jobs. It's got so many jobs, it's not funny. The vacancy rate's around 1%. I've never gone a couple of weeks without having a tenant there.
Yeah, all right. That's what it's about. If you've got good job growth, you've got demand in the region, demand for housing.
So you sort of try to use a bit of a crystal ball to see which regions are going to attract people pretty soon and where there might be, you know, people wanting to move in. Is that a tip you'd have for people?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I found the town, because I don't care where I invest, as long as the numbers stack up and it works, I'll invest there, you know. And this is where a lot of property people go wrong, is they buy in the same suburb and they buy a house because, you know, there's no trouble and I've driven up that house many times and it's got a nice red door and I like it.
Yeah.
But they have no idea about the economic expectations of that house and what's going to make that house grow and where it's going to take them in the next 2 to 3 or 5 years, and there's no plan. So when I researched there, the unemployment levels are a huge thing when I look for properties, because if you've got jobs, you've got people. If you've got people, you've got demand for housing. You've got demand for housing, houses, and you've got low supply, housing goes up.
Yeah, and obviously as it goes up, that's called capital gain. And then if there's demand for rentals, you've got a good yield, which is what you get. That's the amount of money you take home every week.
Yeah, and then you get property. That equilibrium.
Yeah, well, if you've got both, you're doing very well.
Now, how can people find you and get in touch?
I've got a website called My Property Empire, and I've also got a Facebook group called My Property Empire. And I post articles and I post news articles and different things about the market. Look, I just wanted to say that property is a really good vehicle for people. And if people are thinking about, you know, retiring, or they don't, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't like their boss and they don't want to, you know, work for their boss. This is a fantastic avenue for them to exit that strategy.
Yeah. I love the idea. I think it's a great idea. And really, if you're thinking about retiring at the tender age of 46 years old, which is what I am, and I'd love to retire next year, but I'm not going to. Wouldn't mind the choice, though. Wouldn't mind the choice to be able to retire whenever I want. But when I'm 65, I really want that choice. Mm. Do I do it or don't I?
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right. And you got to make that choice, you know. Our life is planned till we get to about 21. Mm. You know, we go to kindergarten, and after kindergarten we go to primary school, we go to high school, we go to university, we get a job, we get married, buy a house, and everything stops for 40 years. Everything stops, you know, and then we go on the pension, you know. Well, the thing is that there are other ways, and, you know, real estate is a way for you to live a really, 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 really good life. And it's just wonderful, you know?
Yep. It's nice to have the choice to be able to do it. Thank you so much, Mark, for joining us on the Real Estate Wrap today.
No problem. My pleasure. I really loved it. Thank you so much.